Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. I'm Suzanne Redmond. Each Wednesday, I interview an artist and we talk about their artwork, their business, and what's next for them. On Fridays, I do these mini episodes where I go into a little more detail about one aspect of that artist's business. This week, I interviewed Jana Freeman, who runs Way Art Yonder Studio, a space she created to offer art classes in her home near San Diego, California. For some people, they look forward to attending art classes away from their hometowns a few times a year. They love getting away from their lives so that they can concentrate on art for a few days with other like-minded people. But many of you listening to my podcast may not have ever tried a destination art class. In this episode, I'm going to talk about art classes that you travel to, whether for a day or a week, within your town or across the country. Sometimes they're even in another country. I'm going to tell you what you should expect from a destination art class. That will include what you should expect about the costs, traveling there, once you are there, and the different types of classes available. The art classes I'm talking about are not six-week classes or longer like you would get when you're getting an art degree. I'm talking about classes that are a few hours long or one day or a few days. The instructor may live near the class or she may have driven or flown in to teach the class. The class may have a few students or 20 or more. There may be one class at the venue or many classes happening at once. I like the retreats that offer many class choices, because each day I can pick from a few classes. And each day I can mingle at lunch or after class with all the students from the other classes too. That greatly expands the number of fun people I can meet when I go away for a class. You usually do lunch together and sometimes dinner. Sometimes you all stay in the same accommodations. And sometimes they'll include tours of the surrounding areas. They're all different, whether they're called a class, a workshop, or a retreat. But they're all an opportunity for you to learn something new, meet new friends, and visit a new location. Now let me talk about the costs of going away to take a class. Of course, every class is different, and the class fee will vary depending on the type of class and the length of the class. But there are other costs involved, and I want you to know about them too. You'll have to consider all these costs when determining if a class is right for you, if you can afford it, and if you'll get enough value from it. You're first going to search for a class based on the class subject. You want the topic to be interesting, helpful, and entertaining. There are so many choices of classes out there. The topic choice is very personal, but I'll tell you many reasons why someone might pick a certain class. It may be a technique they've done before, but they'd like to get better at, like a painting class that teaches an intuitive method of painting. Or it may be a technique they've never done before at all, but they've been dying to try, like painting on metal or creating watercolor pages and then binding them into a book. Many classes are project-based, which means that within the time of the class, you should be able to complete the full project, like a mini quilt or a mixed media assemblage. You also might choose a class that teaches an art type that you've never tried before. When I was doing a lot of jewelry making, I took a painting class to try my hand at that. I've since taken a few more painting classes, and I now do more painting than jewelry. If there's an art type or technique you'd like to learn, I guarantee that if you Google it, you'll be able to find a class. There are classes for everything: fiber arts, painting, painting combined with yoga, art making combined with cooking, mosaics, sculpture, bookbinding, welding, soldering, and visual journaling. You'll also look at how many days you can get away for a class. Some classes are just a couple hours long. Those are the ones you'll want to do near your home. But if you want to travel and get away for a class, you'll want to choose a class that's a couple days long or a week, or try a retreat that offers many different one-day classes. I've been to one of the bigger art retreats, Art and Soul Retreat in Portland, Oregon. They offer about a dozen choices of classes per day for a week. I would take one full day class every day, and they were all project-oriented, so I'd come home with all these really cool completed projects after a week. So back to talking about the costs. The cost per class is just the start of your overall cost. You'll also want to estimate your travel costs, either gas for your car or a plane ticket to fly to the destination. Include your food costs too. Some workshops include a meal or two in the cost of the class, so be sure and read the whole description to see what is included. See if there's a restaurant on site or close by for other meals. See if your lodging contains a mini fridge. See if the workshop provides coffee or snacks. Don't assume anything. But most information will be found on the workshop webpage or on the Facebook group page. If not, ask the host so that you can fully estimate your costs. The next to consider is your lodging, which is sometimes included in the class cost, like if it's a destination class where the students can stay on site. Otherwise, you'll have to find out where the students can stay nearby, which may be suggested hotels that are listed on the workshop information page. Is it cheaper to take a class near your home? Absolutely. But when you're traveling far for a class and paying for travel, food, and lodging, you are factoring in that the art workshop will be providing you a vacation away from your home, you'll potentially meet other students from all over the world, and you'll possibly have time to explore the host city. Don't look at it like you're comparing two like things, because going away for a class has all the perks of a faraway vacation, and of course, you're going to have to pay for that. If you're flying to a workshop, you'll need to determine if you need to rent a car once you're there. See if the workshop host provides pickup from the airport, or if it's convenient to just order an Uber or Lyft to take you there. If you stay right where the classes are held or very close by, you may be able to get away with not renting a car. That'll save you some money on your trip. One last item to include in your costs. When taking a class, usually you'll have to bring some art supplies and the instructor will provide some too. Sometimes what the instructor provides is free, like access to their tools or the opportunity to use some of their scraps or papers for the project. Other times, the instructor will put together a kit of supplies that are needed for the class and charge each student for the kit. So be sure and factor in the costs if you have to buy any extra supplies to bring or if you have to buy the instructor's supply kit. When traveling to an art class, there are many things you can expect, and they're usually specified on the class webpage. So read that page thoroughly before deciding to buy the class. I mentioned two items already, which meals are included with the class cost and which supplies are provided by the instructor. You also need to look at the time of the class to determine which days you should travel for the class. For example, if you're driving to a class that's 3 hours away and it starts at 9 a.m., you might want to drive in the night before. That'll mean getting an additional day for your hotel. If traveling really far away, like to Europe for a class, or even just across the country, you may want to add an extra day to give you some jet lag recovery time. Workshops may also offer an opening night reception or an end-of-the-week party, so you want to make sure you leave time for those too. If you can, talk to other artists who have taken a class at this venue before. Ask them how many students were in the class and if they felt like they had adequate space to work on their projects. Talk to artists who have taken a class with the instructor before. It's important that you click with the instructor. You can also find out a little about them by looking at their social media and seeing if there are any videos of them speaking or teaching. Let me talk about a few of the perks of traveling to a destination art class. If you're traveling far, you hopefully will have a chance to visit the town and get to know something about the country. When traveling overseas to an art class, I think most people would want tours of the town or art-related places to be included with the classes. For example, I've been seeing art retreats in Morocco advertised lately. I saw one that is for 5 days, but only 3 days are art instruction. The other days, they tour Marrakesh, eat in local restaurants, and visit spice markets. That's definitely the way I'd like to do it if I traveled far for an art class. I'd want to experience the culture and the foods of the country. You could even extend your travel for a few extra days to explore by yourself, but only do that if you feel comfortable in the country. The benefit of the arranged tours is that your local host will be taking you where they know it'll be safe and interesting to go. One last thing about traveling overseas for an art class. Because it is expensive and you have to plan far in advance, it's a great idea to buy travel insurance in case something happens and you're unable to go. You don't want to lose the price of an expensive plane ticket or class. There are a few miscellaneous things I'll add here that you can think about. If the workshop provides their own lodging, check to see if the rooms are single or double. You'll have to decide if you can share a room with a stranger. It may be great and you may make a lasting friend, or you may not like it if you're a light sleeper and you get paired with someone who snores. If you need special food for your diet, you can certainly ask the host if they can accommodate you, but you also may want to ask if you can use a spot in their fridge so you can bring your own food. They can give you local sources where you can buy food once you're there. For your art supplies, you might want to ask if you can ship things ahead, since there are so many restrictions when flying. Often you're required to bring paints, which can be considered a liquid, or scissors, and for something like a jewelry class, you might need to bring hammers, pliers, and metal shears. You certainly can put these things in luggage if you check your bags, but you also run the risk of paint spilling on the way. If you can't ship things ahead, you could consider buying the supplies at an art store once you've arrived. But that'll require some planning on your part. You'll need to check with the host to see if they have art stores close by. You'll need to check with the store to see if they have the items. And you'll need to arrive early enough to do your shopping and have a vehicle to take you shopping. For these reasons, many people do the shipping ahead of time. Many workshop hosts set up Facebook groups now for the attendees, especially if it's a trip out of the country. You should definitely join these as soon as you sign up for the class. It can be a place where you can get any questions answered, you can find a roommate, you can arrange to share rides from the airport, and you can find sources for supplies you need to buy. During and after the class, the students will post photos of what they made in the class, and later, what they made inspired by the techniques from the class. It can be a long-term source of inspiration, as well as a continuation of the community that was formed during the class. As you get to know the other students, you'll also probably friend them on Facebook or follow their Instagram accounts. I'm still following many artists that I met at retreats more than a decade ago. In my podcast episode number 12, I gave a list of quite a few destination art classes in the show notes on my website. Be sure to look at that for some you might want to try. The class hosts advertise the classes on their website and may list a whole year's worth of classes on their calendar. Some classes fill up quickly, so start to look at a few locations to get a feel for the classes that they host, or start looking at different artists that you may want to take a class from. The artist instructor will also advertise the class on their website, but if the venue is run by someone else, you'll do the signing up on the venue site. Start following your favorite artists on social media to see what classes they take or teach. If you can't make it to a class this year, you may want to keep it in mind for next year, because often the instructors will come back to the same places year after year. I've attended 5 art retreats that were very far from my home, and I had so much fun. I met so many great people, and I stretched out of my comfort zone learning new art techniques. I'm sure you can find one that you'll like. If you've been to one and can recommend it, let me know, and I'll add it to the list I have in episode number 12's show notes. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Left Brain Artist. As always, if you like what you're hearing, leave me a review on iTunes. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll get each episode downloaded free every week. This podcast is created and produced by me, Suzanne Redmond. The music I use is from Squire Tuck. You can find a list and link to all my podcast episodes on my website, suzanneredmond.com. I also include show notes on the website for every episode. I'm Suzanne Redmond. See you next time.